language course, book 15, take 3A. Hello. Open your books to the activities for tape 3A. Look at figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences. Number 1. Continent. Continent. How many continents are there in the world? Some people say there are 5. Some say there are 6. We're going to learn the names of 7. How many continents do you think there are? Number 2. North America. South America. The New World is made up of North America and South America. Number 3. Europe. Europe. Asia. Asia. Africa. Africa. The Old World is made up of Europe, Asia, and Africa. Number 4. Australia. Australia. Australia is a country and a continent. Number 5. Antarctica. Antarctica. Antarctica is a very cold continent. Now, go to figure 2 and write the answers to my questions. Number 1. The U.S. is in North America. On which continent is your country? I hope you wrote the name of the continent on line 1. Number 2. On which continent do we find China? Repeat. China is in Asia. Number 3. On which continent do we find Egypt? Repeat. Egypt is in Africa. Number 4. On which continent do we find Venezuela? Repeat. Venezuela is in South America. Number 5. On which continent do we find Spain? Repeat, Spain is in Europe. Number 6. On which continent do we find Canada? Repeat, Canada is in North America. Number 7. Which continent is very cold? Repeat, Antarctica is very cold. Number 8, and last, which continent is both a continent and a country? Repeat, Australia is both a continent and a country. So many exciting places to visit. I hope you like to travel, because in a moment, you and I are going to plan a trip for you. You're going to travel to the United States. You're going to the Defense Language Institute to continue learning English. Let's see what we can do. Look at Figure 3. These are your Invitational Travel Orders, or ITOs. Repeat, Invitational Travel Orders. ITOs. This is a document that invites you to come to the U.S. Repeat, document. Document. A document is an important piece of paper. Write your name in the name box. Now, you have orders to come to the U.S. Repeat. Orders. Orders. Because you're coming to the U.S., you're going to need some other documents. Other documents you might need are a passport and a visa. You get a passport from your own country, and a visa from the country you're going to visit. Repeat. You get a passport from your own country. You get a visa from the country you're going to visit. To get a passport, you need to apply for one. Repeat. To get a passport, you need to apply for one. To apply for a passport, you need to fill out an application form. Repeat. To apply for a passport, you need to fill out an application form. In the U.S., we can apply for a passport at a post office. Where do you apply for a passport in your country? Look at the second document in Figure 3. This is a passport application. In your country, the application form may look different, but it probably requires some of the same information. At the bottom of Figure 3, you'll find a list of the things that you need to get a passport. Let's repeat the list. A completed passport application form, two 2x2 inch photographs or photos, and a birth certificate. Look at Figure 4. I'm going to ask you a question. Circle the letter of the correct answer. Number 1. What do we call an important piece of paper like a passport? The answer is B. We call it a document. Repeat. A document is an important piece of paper. Number 2. What is the form that we fill out to get a passport? Number 3. What do you need from the country you are going to visit? Number 4. What is another word for a picture? Number 5. What is another word that means need? Number 6. What's another way to say invitational travel orders? Number 7. When you fill out a passport application, what are you doing? Number 8. What's the document that says where and when you were born? Now, let's check your answers. Number 2. The answer is letter A. The form that we complete to get a passport is an application form. Number 3. The answer is letter C. The country you're going to visit gives you a visa. Number 4, the answer is A. Another word for picture is photograph. Number 5, the answer is B. Another word that means need is require. Number 6, the answer is C. ITO is another way to say invitational travel orders. Number 7 is A. When you fill out a passport application, you're applying for a passport. Number 8 is B. The document that says when and where you were born is a birth certificate. After you complete your passport application, you need to make reservations. Look at Figure 5. Repeat the underlined words. Overseas. Overseas. Air. Air. Around. Around. Reason. Reason. Unusual. Unusual. Postpone. Postpone. Now, listen to the dialogue.
International Travel Agency, may I help you?
Yes, I need some information. I'm going overseas to the United States. Can you give me information about your airfares?
Will this be a one-way or a round-trip ticket?
A round-trip ticket. I'll be there around 10 months. I need to leave in November.
Is there a special reason for your trip?
Yes, I'm taking a course in San Antonio, Texas.
That's exciting. We have a very good deal for you because you're leaving at an unusual time of the year, not during the tourist season.
That's great. Tell me about it.
A round-trip ticket will be $1,800.
What happens if I postpone my return for some reason?
If you need to return later, call the nearest airline office as soon as you can.
Thank you. Now, read your lines, and I'll read mine. International Travel Agency, may I help you? Will this be a one-way or a round-trip ticket? Is there a special reason for your trip? That's exciting. We have a very good deal for you because you're leaving at an unusual time of the year, not during the tourist season. A round-trip ticket will be $1,800. If you need to return later, call the nearest airline office as soon as you can. Now, look at Figure 6. Answer these questions about the conversation we just had. Circle the correct word. Number 1. Is the dialogue about a trip in your country or a trip overseas? It's about a trip overseas. Number 2. Are you traveling by water or by air? You're traveling by air. Number 3. Will you stay in the U.S. around 10 months or exactly 10 months? Around 10 months. Number 4. Is there a special reason for your trip? Yes, I'm taking a course in San Antonio. Number 5. Is traveling in November usual or unusual? It's unusual. Number 6. Does postpone mean doing something earlier than you plan to or later than you plan to? When you postpone something, you do it later than you plan to. Now, go to Figure 7. Let's suppose that these are some of the things that you and your family were planning to do before you found out that you were going to be in the States. Since you're going to the United States, you cannot do these things. Use this information to answer my questions. Number 1. What were you going to do in November? I was going to take my son to basketball practice. Repeat. I was going to take my son to basketball practice, but now I can't. Number 2. What was going to happen in December? My mother was going to visit me in December. Let's repeat. My mother was going to visit me in December, but now she won't. Number 3. What was going to happen in January? I was going to start a business course in January. Let's repeat. I was going to start a business course in January, but now I can't. Number 4. What was going to happen in February? My wife was going to start her new job. Repeat. My wife was going to start her new job, but now she won't. Number 5. What were you going to do in March? I was going to plant a vegetable garden. Repeat. I was going to plant a vegetable garden, but now I can't. Number 6. What were you going to do in April? I was going to take the family to the beach. Repeat. I was going to take the family to the beach, but now I can't. Number 7. What was going to happen in May? I was going to go to my brother's graduation. Repeat. My family and I were going to go to my brother's graduation, but now we can't go. Number 8. What was going to happen in June? I was going to go fishing for a week. Repeat. My family and I were going to go fishing for a week, but now we can't. Number 9. What was going to happen in July? I was going to have a birthday party. Repeat. My family was going to have a birthday party for me, but now they won't. And, number 10, what were you going to do in August? My brother and I were going to go hunting. Repeat. In August, my brother and I were going to go hunting, but now we can't. I was going to continue this exercise, but we're running out of time. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 15.